Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Righto, let's get into the next one here. Cowboys and the Titans, the All Queensland Derby, 4 o'clock on Sunday up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And thankfully, Queensland by that stage will have fallen back into the line. No real concerns around the fading of the curtains. So daylight saving is off. Unchanged 17 for the Cowboys. Jake Granville playing his 200th. So wish him all the best for that significant milestone. So the wingers get dropped from the Titans. Dear, oh dear. Jojo Fifita and Harley Smith-Shields in. Philip Sammy and Alifiana Camperera. So there goes my season-leading try scorer out the window. David Fifita is back onto the bench. Isaac Liu is out under concussion protocol. Jamin Jolliffe in at the prop and Aaron Clark at lock. And Josiah Pahulu comes in for his debut match on the bench in the absence of Keenan Palacio. So am I right into how are those curtains up there, Tristan? Are they okay?
Yeah, the curtains are okay. And speaking about glass half full, the Titans have only lost 3 games so far this season and Charlotte's still undefeated running out the team. So still right. A few things we can hang our hats on. And you know, Matt, maybe the changing of the clocks might benefit them as well. But the market is certainly against them. $1.13 the Cowboys, $5.85 the Titans, 17.5 the total points. This game's already shifted from 15.5 to 17.5 and then 47.5 the total points. So as you say, there's only been a couple of little moves in the team lineup. I think Philip Sammy's probably out hurt after the crusher tackle in the first half. But yes, certainly Cam Pereira has definitely been dropped. So it'll be interesting how that one goes. It feels like the you know, Desi probably gave him that spray behind closed doors, and maybe he's given them one last opportunity to try to perform, because I can sort of, I personally would feel that Tommy Weaver would do a better job in the halves than Tanner Boyd, but probably throwing him into the Wolves in this game maybe isn't the right approach either. So it's a tricky one to work out the right approach, but certainly the market has got the Cowboys very, very firm favourites.
Well, there's so many angles to this game, isn't it? I mean, if we're looking at 48 points as a suggested total, if you think they're going to play a little bit of touch football, where do the points from the Titans come from? Because they've scored six as an average so far. Does that mean that we're going to see the Cowboys with 40 and the Titans with 6 again? Or then we've got a line of 7.5. The Cowboys,
Jared, I would not discount that.
Yeah, that's and very true, Jimmy. I mean, the Cowboys at home won 10 of the last 11 times these two teams have played in Townsville, and the Titans, when they travel interstate, are horrible or long distance. They've lost 9 of the last 11 on a long distance. I don't know where this form starts to turn around from them, and they're going to need to try and play some football, because I don't know that the defence is going to be the focus. I'm with the Cowboys, but I don't want to play with an 18-point line. The Cowboys to win, and I'm happy just to watch.
No, I'm going to take on the 18 line. I'll go the Cow. They would have been really disappointed with their performance for last week. You know, that's their big, or one of their big games of the year. And I don't think they played well. Scotty Drinkwater didn't play well. Dearden was almost like a lone ranger out there. He's an amazing player. I understand why he's been named as the co-captain of this side, just based on his actions alone. I don't know the bloke at all, but this is real concern for the Titans. They are. There doesn't seem to be any green shoots, Tristan, and that's the problem. Like, where's the one thing where you can hang your hat on and say, oh, well, at least this is something positive for the Titans? I can't see it. I can see the 18.5 getting there for the Cowboys and doing it. Well, I think it's into 17.5 now, isn't it? So I'll go the Cowboys minus 17.5 at $1.95.
I'm gonna take you on, Jimmy. I'm gonna show a little bit of support to the Titans, because I agree. I don't see a lot of green shoots, but I think this is the game where the, you know, like, all expectations gone. And Des has always said they need five games. This going into the start of the season, there was a lot of optimism up here. And I think I'm still not convinced by the Cowboys at this stage. And I certainly think they'll get the win. I think the Titans will be very, very hard-pressed getting the 2 points. But I'd just love to see them put a little bit of backbone into this game and keep it close, and I think they might this weekend. So I'm going to take the plus 17.5 as a lunch bet, and I'm hoping that that you next time you take the opposing side minus the 17.5, Jimmy, you put your hand over the Titans logo when you're doing it, because it's not a good look.
Who is it from Titans that listen? Is Joe?
Joe, yes.
Sorry, Joe. Look, I'll leave the top sport one uncovered. Look, and just on that, Joe, hasn't Tristan thrown enough good money into that club? Now he's going to go again with his lunch bet. Anyway, all right. Jared, what are you doing? Sweeping around the back?
Mate, I could only be with the plus.
The Ooh. Plus?
Ooh.
So are you going with the plus?
I'm going with the plus.
There we go. I'll get one of those shirts down to you before long, Jared. We got a new batch coming. I'm not sure why I ordered them, but we got a new batch coming.
Last spot at $2 shop at Surfing Paradise.
Was that order the under over the same Titans total win score for the week other years, Tristan?
Points, yes.
And Jimmy, I do think we have a new listener, and it might be a Mr. Hasler from Robina.
Oh, Mr. Hasler from Robina, my old mate Desi. Have I told him there's that many Desi Hasler stories when I played a year with him at Western Suburbs Magpies? One of the funniest was when he forgot to pick up Billy Dunn for training on a Saturday morning, and Tommy Rodonicus did the count around and went, 16? Where's Billy Dunn? And Des went, oh, Jesus, forgot to pick him up. He did come to me at training one day, loves a dollar, Des, so he's been very consistent with that. He said, Jimmy, I've got two words for you. I said, what's that, Des? Silver perch, aquaculture. Mate, it's the future. I'm like, okay. He wanted to invest in aquaculture. I don't know why he wanted me involved. Maybe he's the investor.
I think the best one was his final year at Manly a couple of years ago, and he had a pair of shoes that he's been wearing for about 15 years. He was wearing them when he was at Manly the first time around, and when he came back from the Bulldogs, they were still his go-to dress shoes, and the players pinched one of them. And for months, he was filthy and asking players, leaning on them and God knows what, and everybody is saying, no, nothing about it. Desi, and they're all waiting for him to finally have to buy a new pair of dress shoes. They go to presentation night, and a couple of days before, Desi finally goes out and buys a new pair of dress shoes, and so they presented the spare shoe to him at the presentation night.
Oh, that is good. I love that stuff. I love it.